I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our gospel is taken from the gospel according to John chapter 14 verse 16 to 18.
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you.
It has been 2 months into this pandemic, and we are nowhere near its end. Aside from the stress and impact of our militaristic lockdown here in the Philippines, especially on the many poor, homeless, and informal laborers, we are also affected and impacted by the various violations of government officials and other law enforcers. Where is God in all of this? As we continue to pray and do all sorts of rituals, banging on heaven's doors, wailing and gnashing of teeth, demanding for God's rescue, where is God? Is there anyone out there listening? In the last 2 months of this quarantine, I have rewatched some well-loved mainstream movies like Lord of the Rings franchise and the 9 Star Wars movies. And a few days ago, I also watched Prince of Egypt and partially Joseph the Dreamer. In all of them, it seemed that evil and dark days continue on without end. In The Lord of the Rings, Sauron, the Dark Lord, seems to have unlimited source of orc armies that continue to try to wipe out the free peoples of Middle-earth. Parang hindi nauubos. From the Battle of the Five Armies in The Hobbit, to the Battle of Helm's Deep, and to the Battle of Minas Tirith. Also, how can anyone imagine the journey and the struggle that Frodo and Sam had to endure, each moment enveloped with fear, and each step taken seems to be a step closer to not only their horrible death, but to the destruction of the world should they fail. The Star Wars trilogies, all 9 movies of them, is a story of the rise of an evil empire ruled by one person whose ultimate goal was power over all, and anyone who opposes him will not only die, but entire worlds will be destroyed. Now, many years ago, when I actually introduced the Star Wars movies to my partner Lawrence, in the beginning, and as we were watching it a few years ago, he said that it seems like there is no way to defeat the Sith Emperor. Ano ba yan? Hindi na natapos. Hindi na matalo-talo yung kalaban. The home planet of Princess Leia, where she grew up, the planet Alderaan, was utterly destroyed by the show of force of the Empire. And then after the Emperor was supposedly killed and a new republic has been established, there is a new army, the New Order, that rose to reestablish the empire and to challenge the new republic. It is led by a new dark lord named Snoke and his apprentice Kylo Ren. Master Luke Skywalker, who once saved his father and in the process defeated the emperor, vanishes because of despair. The entire republic system, an entire solar system, was destroyed by the star killer planet of the Dark Lord Snoke. countless rebel forces, individuals, all of which were volunteers, died and sacrificed their lives battling imperial forces in all of those countless space battles throughout the movie franchise stories. Then in episode 8, the second to the last movie, what was but a small number of rebel resistance forces were hunted down by the First Order almost to their total extinction. And there, Leia almost died. Then what a big surprise that in the last film, lo and behold, Emperor Palpatine was alive and was more powerful with a great armada of starships, each with its own planet destroyer, a planet destroyer gun. His Force Lightning was more powerful than ever in a show of what seemed to be godly powers, trying to destroy the rebel forces. Now, going to the individual journeys of Anakin Skywalker and his children Leia and Luke, their journey and their stories were no walk in the park. Rey's own journey was a life of bitterness and longing, abandoned by her parents, not knowing why, and living off as a scavenger. Realizing she has some force abilities, she was suddenly propelled into a war long fought before she was even born. Their personal stories were of betrayals, losing loved ones, turning to the dark side, battles and confrontations, countless defeat, some success, but then rises a new evil, various physical, emotional, and spiritual injuries. Now, we love these films, or others like them, the different Marvel movies for the last 10 years, because beyond their visual effects and fantastical storylines, actually reflect a much deeper human reality of our human suffering, of the long struggle against evil and empire, or the evil of empire, of rising up and never giving up, all of which are present in our human story, our human history, and ever more present and occurring in our lives and in our world today. In the story of our faith, the story of Exodus, the Hebrews, well, the Hebrews, the actual word Hebrew translates to slaves. So the Hebrews, or slaves, were under heavy oppression. They were enslaved for approximately 400 years. Several generations of their people already lived their whole lives and died under the weight of slavery and forced labor. The song that was sung in The Prince of Egypt reflects the depth of their suffering and hopelessness. Many nights we prayed with no proof that anyone could hear, says the song. For about 400 years, people lived and died praying and crying, deliver us, save us. And many of them were asking the same painful question, where are you, God? Is there someone out there listening? Will someone come to save us, to deliver us? When will this end? Now, I once asked a dear friend and colleague who is a pastor, when we were in a jeepney going to a bus, to a bus stop. We are in a jeepney going to a bus terminal to ride a bus that will take us back home to our seminary in Das Marinas. We came from Batangas, or we were in Batangas visiting a church member whose father recently passed away during that time. As we were in the jeepney on our way home, talking about many things, but of course about theology, I asked her if there is really some God out there, knowing what we already know with our seminary education. I asked her if she continued to believe in God, in the existence of God. Is there a God? She then affirmed, that she continued to have doubts and a lot of questions. But at the same time, knowing the history of struggle and its and the continuing resistance, despite the overwhelming power of empire and countless lives lost, she feels that maybe, yes, maybe indeed there is some force. And this force she called anima. There is this anima, some kind of unknown and largely unseen spirit or force that has animated and moved peoples and communities of various places and of many generations to always rise up, to always resist, and to continue on proclaiming the same hope and love that motivated them. In our lectionary reading today in the Gospel of John, the author is telling us the conversation Jesus had with his disciples. It was no less than a last will testament where Jesus gives his instructions and his commandment, particularly the commandment to love one another after his own example. Also, Jesus gives assurance that he will take care of his disciples long after he is gone. He will not leave them orphaned. Jesus says, "I will ask God for an advocate, a spirit to be given to you and to be with you always, to whisper the truth to you. You will never be alone. You will never be orphaned." And quoting the Gospel of Matthew, the promise Jesus mentioned in that Gospel, and that which is echoed by the Gospel of John, we are reminded that He is always with us until the end of time. I understand and often feel the same way that all of us may feel hopeless at this time. There is also so much uncertainty. We see the moral decay of our Philippine society during this pandemic. Although it has actually been happening for centuries or for the last few decades, now we have another tyrant wannabe, someone who enjoys being compared to tyrants, a tyrant wannabe. So we have another tyrant wannabe with his legions who continue to terrorize us even as we all face this pandemic. They continue to drag government into new levels of depravity, of injustice and abuse of power during this time. Amidst this pandemic, they have taken this as an opportunity to attack critics and any and every opposition. The only ever message we loudly hear from them, echoing the words of Sauron, Darth Sidious, and Voldemort, is submit, obey, bow down, or else you die. Weaved into their false assurance of support and care is the threat of violence and murder. They think of themselves as the new emperors and pharaohs of the people, while hundreds have died because of COVID-19 in our country and other places in the world. What's worse, these new emperors and pharaohs, these new dark lords, like those in the movies and in our stories of faith, have their cult following. Individuals and groups who support and who cheer their violence, their vulgarity, their domination, and new forms of dictatorship that, unlike before, is now an open and blatant showcase of abuse of power and law. Today is also AIDS Memorial and also International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. Today we are reminded that our struggle against intolerance and hatred continues. Our struggle to defeat HIV and its social stigma continues on. We remember the many years of struggle of advocates and activists. We remember those who have died of HIV and its social stigma, and those who have been murdered because of homophobia, transphobia, and biphobia. All of this, so many intersectional realities of injustice, death, and oppression, is overwhelming. It seems bleak and hopeless. Some of us feel continuously frustrated and anxious. Some of us feel exhausted with everything that is going on and everything that has ever happened. Nakakapagod na talaga ng bonggang-bonggang-bongga. Nakakapagod na. And this is even more so sa mga mahihirap at maliliit na tao na pinaka-apektado noon at lalong-lalo na sa panahon ngayon. We are barely holding on to our faith. And we go back to the question, where is God? We echo the song. We prayed, but there is no proof of anyone listening. Or, kung kukunin natin sa isang local na kanta, natutulog ba ang Diyos? Looking to the great stories of our faith, the great stories of our contemporary pop culture that have touched our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, we must learn from them that giving up and surrendering is much worse than defeat. You might tell me, but Pastor, the contemporary movies you mentioned are fictional stories. I respond, are they? Are they fictional stories? Perhaps yes, and also no. Yes, they are fictional stories, but do they not reflect the long and often bloody fight of the labor movement who, despite violence from government and corporations, have won the recognition and legislation of many labor rights that we enjoy today? Star Wars and The Lord of the Rings, do they not reflect the wisdom found in the actual events of the emancipation of slaves and the civil rights and various liberation movements? Harry Potter and Tales of Narnia, do they not reflect the many lessons from the actual events of our very own Katipunan and the struggle for Philippine independence? We must learn from them. We must look back to our history, to the stories of our faith, to the movies that we have loved. We must learn from them. We must learn from the stories of our faith, from the stories of our history, and from the stories of the movies that we have come to love, that in our darkest and most painful moments, individually and collectively, we will always have each other. We must learn to never give up. Even those who are no longer with us remain to guide us and inspire us, like the Jedi who was with Rey, and like the parents and other loved ones of Harry. Each one of us must keep the light of hope burning, no matter how small it is. We do not know how, where, or why, but the Force in Star Wars, Aslan of Narnia, the magic of Harry Potter, and the anima spoken by my pastor friend is and will always be around us, within us, and with us. Let us find comfort and encouragement in the promise we have received from Jesus. Let us feel the warmth and the light of hope we are called to keep. You are not alone, never alone. We have an advocate given to us and who is with us always. In whatever struggle or difficult situation you are facing right now, during this pandemic or in the future, whatever is your place in the struggle and in the resistance movement, in every season, every journey, and every adventure that you find yourself, may the Force be with you. God is always with you and will always see you through. Keep resisting, keep living, there is always new hope. Amen.